The microcosmic orbit is the key to having higher energy levels, a balanced mind and nervous system, and also is one of the foundations for being able to have full body orgasms. And this practice may seem very elusive for a lot of people, but working with it and opening it is really not as difficult as you may think. So in this video, I'm going to explain what the microcosmic orbit is, why you would want to work with it, how you can start to develop a connection with it and start to open it up, how this relates to sexual practices, and how you can actually start to make this a tangible experience. All right, let's get into it. I'm Jonathan White, and I've helped thousands of men from around the world learn to master their sexual energy and create an epic life. Make sure you get my free ebook, which is going to teach you how to have legendary ejaculation control. There's a link in the video description below. Make sure you hit subscribe to stay notified when new content like this drops. So the microcosmic orbit is probably the most famous Taoist practice. It's quite well known. The microcosmic orbit is basically an energetic circuit, and it's comprised of two different channels. The back channel, which is the Dumai, which starts at the perineum, moves up the back of the body, over the crown of the head, and terminates at the roof of the mouth. And then the Renmai, the front channel, which also starts at the perineum, travels up the front of the body, and terminates at the tip of the tongue. By placing the tongue against the roof of the mouth, it creates a circuit, and these channels form a loop. And this looping of energy is what was called in Taoist practice as the small heavenly circle, or small heavenly circuit. In modern times, the word microcosmic orbit has been used to describe it, which is, it's kind of a sexy term. I like it. So it's the most important energy meridian pathway in the body, two energy meridians technically. And these are two of what's known as the eight extraordinary meridians. So in acupuncture, there's the 12 more superficial meridian channels, which correspond to the major organs. But the eight extraordinary meridians are like the primary deep primal infrastructure of your energy body. And the microcosmic orbit is two of these. And what the eight extraordinary meridians do is they connect to all of the other 12 superficial meridians and feed them. They're like these deep canals that are feeding these more superficial rivers of energy. So the microcosmic orbit essentially represents the core yin-yang patterns of the body. The Dumai, the back channel, is known as the fire channel because it's more connected to the sympathetic nervous system, the spine, and this ascending movement of energy, fiery energy moving up. Whereas the Renmai is this descending energy. It's known as the water channel. It's the yin, it represents the yin, and it's more connected to the parasympathetic nervous system. And so the reason why you'd want to work with your microcosmic orbit is because, again, if you understand acupuncture, essentially you're treating imbalances within the body. And in Chinese medicine, they see the body as almost like an electrical circuit comprised of these different energy meridians. And disease happens when there's an imbalance in the flow of energy throughout the body. If you have too much energy in one area or not enough in the other, deficiency or excess, this is the cause of all diseases, essentially. And because the microcosmic orbit is connecting to all of these more superficial energetic meridians, by balancing these two channels, you get a lot of bang for your buck, so to speak, and that it goes a long way to balance and regulate the other more superficial channels of the body. So it's a very efficient practice. What this relates to on a physiological level is the balance of your nervous system. Again, the back channel connects to the sympathetic, the front channel, the parasympathetic. Now, you have to have both functioning properly to be healthy, but in modern life, we tend to be extremely sympathetically dominant. And I think this is one reason why most people tend to have a really easy time working with the back channel, but find it a lot more difficult to open the front channel, to get parasympathetic. So once you get these channels balanced and flowing freely, your nervous system is a lot more balanced, your mind feels a lot more balanced, and your overall energy flow in your body, your qi flow, is much more smooth, much more refined. And in qigong and neigong practice, internal energy cultivation systems, the microcosmic orbit almost functions as a safety valve. It's like when you have too much energy building up, it can be released through this entire system. And this also has sexual benefits, which we'll come back to. Another benefit of working with the microcosmic orbit is that when you work with it regularly, you're programming in this looping, this egg-shaped container in your body, this rotational energy field. And what a lot of people are doing on a day-to-day basis, on a minute-to-minute basis, is they're scattering their energy into the external world. Where the mind goes, the qi flows. And because we're so involved in the external world, worrying about things, thinking about things, everything's out here, that's where our qi is going. That's where your vitality is going. You only have so much in your battery, so to speak. People are spending their energy all day. They're growing older and more deficient every single day. Working with the microcosmic orbit helps you to retrain your energy to remain in your body. And it creates this boundary, this energetic boundary, so that when information's coming at you, you know, people's emotions or thought forms, maybe even, you know, EMF, electromagnetic radiations coming at you, this rotational field can bounce things off of you and it creates a container. So now you're programming energy, hey, stay in my body, move in this pattern, building up and building up. And this has many benefits to your health and your longevity because, again, in Chinese medicine, the whole concept is that the basis of health is having an abundance of qi and harmonious qi flow throughout your body. It's freely circulating throughout your body as it needs to. So by working with the microcosmic orbit, you're reestablishing this free flow of energy in this core pathway, which starts to carry over to the other channels as well. So what you find is that your energy improves, your mood improves, and you just feel better. You experience more vitality, more energy. And this also sets the stage for full body orgasm. This is going to be your pathway which your sexual energy can flow in to experience full body orgasms. How does that sound? We'll come back to this one. I remember when I was first learning about the microcosmic orbit, when I was first getting into cultivation practices, learning through books and videos, because that's what you do in the beginning. Start somewhere. And it was this elusive thing to me. It's like I understood it on a conceptual level, but I'm sitting there trying to meditate on it, feeling like I'm just spinning my wheels, like nothing's happening. I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing it right. I thought that like there was gonna be this huge lightning explosion one day and that, you know, I'd feel this intense surge throughout my entire system. And from that day forward, it would always be like that. Now, there's some degree of truth to that. I have had experiences kind of like that, but it wasn't such a like linear thing, as in one day, all of a sudden it was a lightning bolt running through my microcosmic orbit and that stayed for the rest of my life. It's been a process. What I eventually realized, and I'll get more into this further on in the video, was that it's really not difficult to work with the microcosmic orbit, but the quality of energy and the pressurization, the amount of concentration that your chi has running through your orbit is what determines if it's going to be tangible or not. And I have to say, once I started working with the microcosmic orbit, that's when these sexual practices really became effortless for me. Once I developed this really solid mind-body connection to this pathway, it's just where my sexual energy started to flow. When I would focus on it, and it was pretty easy to start having solid ejaculation control and very powerful experiences of full body orgasm. Okay, now let's get into the practical things. How the hell do we work with it? Because that's the only thing that really matters. All this theoretical information is just, you know, mental masturbation if you're not gonna do anything with it. So we need a method and we need a practice. Now, this isn't a guided video per se, but I am gonna share some very practical things with you. So first I wanna explain a couple things, because there's many different ways to work with the microcosmic orbit. One of the most common methods, how it's taught now, is you simply start circulating your energy through the orbit. You maybe visualize energy moving or sweep your mind in a path of movement up the back and down the front. And there's nothing wrong with this method. It does work. But first of all, I want to talk about the lower Dan Tian. So these three green circles I drew here are, they represent the three Dan Tian of the body. Now, the only one we're really concerned with in this video at this stage of practice is the lower Dan Tian, because this is our battery and our engine for our channel system. Most people don't really have a Dan Tian established. They don't have a lower Dan Tian established because you're born with one, but you disperse it by the time you're a teenager, because we don't really know how to keep our focus on this magnetic field that holds our qi and vitality in the lower belly. So the field disperses, you have to rebuild it through Neigong practice. And I'll talk more about that. But essentially, when you're starting out from zero, when you're just getting into these practices, you have a certain amount of qi. There's some degree of energy moving through your microcosmic orbit already. If it wasn't, you wouldn't be alive, because this is what our life is based on, is our channels flowing. So you have a certain amount of qi, but for most people, it's not, you know, it's not exactly an impressive amount of qi. So I'm just gonna draw some like dots here. You've got some thin qi dispersed through your body, not a whole lot, you know, it's kind of erratic, whatever. But you start to focus on your microcosmic orbit and it starts to gather. There's something moving through your channel system, but you see how it's kind of thin. It's kind of patchy in some spots, because when you start working with it, there's areas of tension, constriction, and blockage. It's not that it's 100% blocked. Again, if it wasn't flowing, you wouldn't be alive, but there's a lot of constriction. It's like you have a drain in your sink, a pipe that's been clogged up with residue over the years. And so the energy has to kind of like squeeze its way through there. So this is what it looks like in the beginning. So it's kind of this thin, somewhat dispersed energy, but it is connected to your microcosmic orbit pathway. It's a good starting point. So that's what most people are working with. Probably like, let's say 90, 95% of people doing Qigong and internal practices, this is the energy that they have. And it's fine, there's nothing wrong with that. This is going to improve your vitality. Circulating whatever Qi you have is good, it's beneficial. It's going to create a circulation and it's going to have a positive effect. Like you can go far in sexual Kung Fu practice just with this level of skill. But what happens here is that never really feels tangible to you. It may feel a bit like you may have some areas that, oh, get a little buzz here, a little heat and warmth there. You know, that's cool. That's how it is in the beginning, but you're probably not going to get very far beyond that with this mode of practice, which is just go straight to circulating. Now, this is where the Dawn Tien work comes in. As I've explored different systems and I read and study Taoist texts, the most traditional way of working with the microcosm orbit involves first building the lower Dawn Tien. So what happens is all this erratic qi in your body, you start to meditate. You start to bring your attention and hold it on the lower Dan Tien region, which is just an empty space at first, but eventually it starts to build. So all this, you know, scattered erratic energy in your body, it starts to be pulled down, magnetized into the lower Dan Tien. So first, just a little bit. You just got a little dot, but as you put hours and like literally hours and hours and hours, it takes a long time. It's not an easy, quick path, but it's well worth it. Eventually, you create this field, this magnetic field that pulls the qi into it and it pressurizes and compacts it. It's like making bread. You know, you mix your ingredients, you put the yeast in the flour and then it like thickens and it puffs and it grows. So you're compressing your qi and the lower Dan Tien to thicken it, to build it, to make it a lot more coherent and refined. This is the cooking process in internal alchemy, Nei Dan. So now you have much more qi than the average human. Your qi's gone from being, we'll say 35% to even 40%, 45%. That's a significant increase. And now you start moving this through your orbit and you're going to get this much thicker, much stronger, much more established flow of energy through your microcosmic orbit. So the practice is the same, but what's different is the quality of energy, because you've committed some time into building the lower Dan Tien, compressing and pressurizing and building the qi there. Now you move that through your system. It's like taking a Roto-Rooter through that old pipe that was clogged up, or like just basically just increasing the water pressure. So now there's more pressurized water moving through that same circuit and it starts to pump it open a bit more. And that is a tangible thing. The first few years of my Qigong training, I was practicing in a system that didn't really put a lot of emphasis on lower Dan Tien work. Not in the way I'm talking here. Like, yeah, that was talked about, it was an important point. There was a lot of mention to it, but what I wasn't instructed to do was spend hours and hours and hours and hours just filling my lower Dan Tien. And then I studied with a teacher who told me to do just that. He said, hey, here's this technique, spend an hour a day doing it, just filling up the lower Dan Tien. And when I started practicing this technique, I would start to feel this heat and this bubbling, this electrical buzzing, very tangible, very obvious in my lower belly. I was like, oh shit, like that's what we're talking about. And then after a few more months of this, I started playing with the microcosmic orbit and it felt like that same heat, that same buzzing, it started to feel like this hydraulic, warm, electrical fluid pushing its way through my body, up the back, felt it much more strongly in the back. It was a little more sporadic in the front channel at first, but eventually I got that same feeling in my front channel. And it was a tangible thing. So this is basically just a more efficient mode of practice. And it just depends how serious you are, how dedicated you are. If all you want is like some sexual benefits, some health benefits, yeah, just go straight to circulating your orbit. But if you want some serious qi moving through your body, like this is the way to go, baby. I do have a guided Dan Tien breathing practice, which you can click on the link and follow right away to start doing this process. But let me know in the comments below if you'd like me to make an updated version of this practice, because it's been several years since I made it and there are some updates that I can share. So comment if you want me to make that Dan Tien practice video. And again, over time, you continuously build more and more and more pressure in this lower Dan Tien, more and more qi, and this microcosmic orbit goes from being a little little trickle of water to being a fire hose, baby. And that's where the practice really gets powerful. I want to take a moment just to explain, what does it require to start moving this orbit? Again, this isn't a technical video. I will make a follow-up video with an actual technique to practice with. And I have some older guided microcosmic orbit practice videos you can follow along with. But the simplest thing is mind-body connection. It's easy to say that, but what does that really mean? Where my practice has moved into is much more of a kinesthetic sense of the body. It's common to start with visualizations, like, okay, you imagine your mind's eye, there's something moving through your orbit. Now, this isn't exactly wrong, because there's a lot more nuance to just saying, oh, it's a visualization. What happens when you visualize is you tend to not just see that part of your body, but you tend to put your mind in that region of your body. Once again, where the mind goes, the chi flows. There's been scientific studies, the Chinese government did a lot of these, showing that when you put your mind on an acupoint, or when you just put your mind on a region of the body, more blood flows there. The area heats up, it changes the temperature. So there's this interaction between mind and body. And that's one of the benefits of visualization techniques, is that they help you develop that. But where people get stuck with it is that they use excessive visualization and they get stuck in their head. It just becomes this mental projection with little interaction with the actual body. And where you want to move into is having a term that's used in the internal arts is Ting Jin. Ting Jin is translated as listening energy. So you may be like, what the hell? So I'm supposed to like listen with my ears to this? Like, what are you telling me, Jonathan? Listening implies a receptivity. What this really means is your mind is absorbed into your body. It's absorbed into your energy body, into your tissues, and you're receptive. Instead of like trying to make something happen, we think of listening. Listening is a receptive act. It requires you to be open rather than putting expectation on what you think you should be feeling. So when you can have that quality of mental engagement in your body, think of soaking your mind into your body, like if you've ever dropped water on a piece of paper and it just soaks into it. It's that type of quality, your mind absorbing into your body. And that's the first step. But there's also a degree of intent. You know, intent is yi in the internal arts, which basically means like your mind is interacting with your body, maybe more accurately your energy body, with a certain intention. You're trying to make something happen. In this case, we wish to circulate through the microcosmic orbit. So we're absorbing our mind into the body, but we're using our yi and our intention to create this movement. And again, the term visualization is often used, but to me it's more kinesthetic than that. For example, if you actualize, maybe actualize is a good word, what would it feel like if there was water pushing its way up the back of your body, like it was just underneath the surface of your skin? Or this is kind of a more gross picture, but if you've ever seen the movie from the late 90s, The Mummy, you know, Brendan Fraser, oh, it's a classic. There's like these scare beetles that, I know it's terrible, but they like crawl underneath people's skin. It's like this bubble moving through their skin. If you can create that kind of feeling in your mind through your body, this is an example of this interaction of Ting Jin and Yi to create an energetic movement. And it's easy to just say, visualize something moving through your body. That instruction is often representing what I've just shared with you. But you see how there's a bit more nuance. And what this is, the term for this in internal arts is Xi, X-I, Xi, which often relates to what's called the heart-mind. So from my understanding and study of the arts, Xi and Yi are both words that may encompass the concept I'm trying to convey here, which is this interaction of mind and body to create something happening. And what I found was that the more that my Qi built, the more that this quality of mind interacting with the body with an intention, as if, you know, once again, something like as if there was water moving up my spine, it would create an actual engagement of the Qi. And then once that was going, I could just absorb my mind. I could use more of this Ting Jin quality and just observe what was already starting to happen, and it would continue to happen. So this may be like completely, what the hell is this guy talking about? These are more advanced principles I'm sharing here, but I'm sure some of you will be ready for it. And if you're not ready for it yet, it can be as simple as inhaling up the back of the body, exhaling down the front of the body, tongue placed against the roof of the mouth. But I've been at it for, you know, 12 years of practice. This isn't just beginner stuff here, okay? This is developed through training. It's developed through practice. I think that having a movement Qigong form, working with Qigong, you know, standing postures and movement postures, is an essential component to this training. Because what you're doing with Qigong is you're using the connection between the palms and the lower Dan Tien, which again gets stronger as this field becomes more established. So you can use movements to actually pull the Qi through this pathway of your body. So you don't have to direct it with your yi, your intention. You just listen to the process and it's already happening. And then when you sit to do a meditative practice, you're very familiar with that pathway within the body. You've exercised it through movement, and now you can do the same thing with internal mental movement. So this is a great training principle to avoid things simply happening from your head and getting your whole body involved in the process, which is really the key to working with qi. So eventually it does become as simple as using your mind to guide or pull the qi through your system. It's something that takes practice. It's gonna be awkward at first. You're gonna be like, I don't know if I'm doing anything, but over time, you start to see the benefits. Now I wanna talk about the sexual implications, the sexual practice. How the hell does this relate to orgasms? Maybe it's already apparent, maybe it's not. Basically, the similar thing. Talking about this pathway, what's happening, both for men and women, but especially for men, during arousal, there's this pressure building in the genitals, and it eventually has to be released through an ejaculation. At least for most men, that's the case. But when you have your microcosmic orbit established, you start to pull that energy through the orbit, bring it to the brain, which is, this is what most people are focused on. Most books and videos, it's like, oh yeah, pull it to the brain, which actually isn't the best starting point. Initially, I'd recommend working with the lower dantian. But the idea is that you're using this pathway to circulate that buildup. So instead of it reaching a maximum point in the genitals, now it's moving through the entire body. And this orgasmic buildup, instead of only having this much space in your genitals to hold orgasmic energy, your entire body, your entire microcosmic orbit, how much more arousal do you think you can handle there? 100 times. So this is how you get into full body orgasms. And not to mention, when you're linked physically with another human being, I'm not gonna draw another torso because it's gonna be even worse than this one, but both of your microcosmic orbits become connected and intertwined. And this circulation happens between both of you. So you're exchanging energy. You're cultivating each other's sexual energy, storing it in your body, and that charges you up immensely. Now, one more thing I want to address here. I already know the comments are going to come in. I've heard that this practice is dangerous. My first answer to that is nothing's 100% safe in life. You could be walking in the forest and like trip over a stone and break your arm, or you know what I mean? You could be walking down the street and someone's drunk and takes you out with the car. Nothing's 100% safe in this world. You sign up for it by being in a physical body on this planet. When it comes to the microcosmic orbit, for the vast majority of people practicing this, it's quite safe. There is two considerations I will discuss in one instance where the orbit could legitimately be potentially dangerous. And it comes back to what I was talking about, building a lot of qi in your lower dantian. Now, this isn't gonna be a concern for probably 99% of, probably even more than that, 99% of practitioners, not even like a fraction of 1% of people watching this video, is that there's some systems where they spend 5 to 10 years just building qi in the lower dantian. So it's like thick, 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 dense, dense, high powered qi. You spend 5 to 10 years living like a monk, just building qi in your dantian, you're gonna have some powerful ass qi. And you start moving that through your body, yeah, it could blow something, it could short circuit something in your brain. So that's where most of these like safety concerns talk about, is if you're working with that level of qi, but you know, probably very few of anyone watching this view that's gonna be an actual concern for. So when you're just starting out with this practice, not a concern. Your qi is not gonna be powerful enough to do you damage. Again, the only concern would be if you've spent at least five years doing intensive dantian work every single day. If not, not gonna be an issue. Now, the other consideration is that if you're doing these practices with excessive force or concentration, like there's a lot of systems where it's like you're like pulling and squeezing muscles and shoving the energy through your microcosmic orbit, you might have some issues with that. The most common thing is simply you force qi into your brain and it gets stuck. You force energy into regions of the body where it gets stagnant because they're not fully open and you're just jamming it in there. And this can also happen from just having too much excessive concentration and excessive focus. Excessive intention. So if you're like sitting down doing your practice and you're just like, you know, you have a lot of tension and you're really like intensely focused on it, you're not gonna die. But what can happen is you get simply ascending qi, this rising yang qi that goes up into the brain, up into the head, gets stuck in the upper body, and it's not gonna kill you, but it's uncomfortable. You get headaches, insomnia, you feel overstimulated, the sympathetic nervous system's on overdrive. It's often known as kundalini psychosis. It's not true kundalini, it's just yang qi getting stuck up in your head. So that's a legitimate concern, and the remedy to this is chill out. Don't use excessive mental force. The Dantian also becomes a bit of a safety vessel for this because it has this magnetic quality, so that doing Dantian practices regularly helps to pull excessive qi out of the head and into the lower Dantian. So that's another reason this is a great starting point. We live in such an excess yang world where people are kind of forcing and shoving their way through life, burning themselves out. People often do the same thing in their internal cultivation practices. Now, I've definitely gone through my own phases of that, haven't experienced that myself. So what I would say is a really great thing to do is to really focus on the front channel, releasing, sinking the energy down the front channel, spending more focus on the front channel than on the back channel. So this was a lot, but again, it's the microcosmic orbit. This is advanced stuff, baby. If you want me to drop a guided practice of the microcosmic orbit, let me know in the comments of this video. And if you want to start right away with a practice to put this into practice, I'm going to share a link to a Qigong routine, a guided Qigong routine I made, which is fantastic for building and circulating your Qi. Click on this video and go through that to get practicing right away. Remember, subscribe to the channel, get my free ejaculation control ebook through the description, and give this video a like. Best wishes on your cultivation journey, my friends.